Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, welcome back. I have a very brief statement to make about the current state of NBC Sports Philadelphia in light of the loss of another great broadcaster they employed, John Bork.
Oh, Bork, yeah.
Al, you work with Bork a long time.
Nice guy.
Excellent or not?
He's very, very good. He was loved hockey, too, man.
Good at it. Worked hard at it. Yep. Great dresser.
Apparently, it's awful sitting next to a young guy that dresses well and then me.
And all I can tell you is, look, I'm not sure what they're doing over there. I assume, Al, this is all an extension of the way the business of Comcast is run. But my God, they've lost some great people. Yeah. They really have. They had an arsenal of terrific people, and now not such a big one. And I'm sorry to see that happen.
It's very sad.
We have on the line with us a man that they also lost who is brilliant in his years working for Comcast and NBC Sports. The great John Gonzalez is on the line. He is now employed by TheRinger.com. Hi, John.
Dang, how things?
John, we miss you in this town. I hope you know that.
I miss you guys. It's nice to hear from you.
All right. Is it safe to say that it's better here in Philadelphia than on the West Coast where no one cares at all about sports?
I would say it's safe to say it's different.
All right, it is different. All right, John, you're back in town for the playoffs, though. Is that correct?
Yeah, I'm here to cover the Sixers' first-round series, and so far, so good, Inch.
All right, Gonzo, tell me what you saw on Saturday. What were your impressions?
It was ugly. At the very beginning when Embiid decided that he was going to go and he was feasting on Jared Allen, I thought, all right, this is going to be fine. Mm. They look good. Jared Allen is no match for Embiid. And then at some point, I looked up at the scoreboard and was surprised to see that the Nets were ahead, and that remained the case for the rest of the game. And it was just a really bad look for them pretty much from start to finish for the entire game.
John, is it automatically a bad matchup, Nets versus Sixers, for the Sixers? And should the coach be announcing that before the series?
So, I know where you're going with this. It has been a bad matchup. I mean, they've been bad all season at the point of attack. They've been bad all season defending speedy guards with some size, and the Nets have three of those guys, and you saw what happened in game one. Probably wasn't helpful for Brett to get out ahead of that, but then at the same time, I understand why coaches try to sort of lower expectations going into the playoffs. Although the Sixers as an organization haven't done that, right? I mean, as an organization, especially Josh Harris, if you want to talk about not helpful, they have consistently raised expectations on this season, and so far it doesn't look like the Sixers have met them.
How are you reading Harris's comments, Gonzo? Are you thinking the Browns got to win a couple of rounds or he's gone?
At least one, for sure, yeah. I mean, I was stunned by what he said the other night. I think it makes sense for him to go out and say that they want to keep Tobias Harris and Jimmy Butler because those players are hard to get and they gave up a lot. And I guess from like a very surface standpoint, from an academic standpoint, that makes sense. But one, I don't know. I mean, do you want to overpay for Jimmy Butler? Had a really good game, but there's been moments this season where he's sort of disappeared. Tobias Harris, how much do you want to pay for Tobias Harris right now? He's a really good player, but is he the kind of guy that you want to max out when he's probably not going to be the best or second best player on
a
championship team?
He's disappeared for about the past month or so. I mean, he's been virtually just non-existent on this team.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, so these are decisions you have to think about. And then to compound that, for Josh to say, hey, you know, the old vote of no confidence. Yeah, we have confidence in Brett, but we're focused on the Nets. We want a deep run. I think it's all signs have pointed for a while now to the Sixers, for a lot of different reasons, need to win at least one round. And certainly, too, if everybody in this thing wants to be safe.
Hey, Gonzo, if you were doing matchups and looking at these two teams, the Nets and the Sixers, who has the advantage at head coach, Atkinson or Brown? Who's a better strategist, a better bench coach?
I mean, I think that this is sort of a loaded question. It requires
all of
it requires a little nuance in that.
Yep.
I think that Like, if you're Brett, and look, he gets some hits for this. He gets dinged a little bit for it, too, because for sure this offseason he had a hand in what was going to happen with the roster, and he had a hand in probably signing off on these trades. But after those first five, Ange, there are very limited options. When you're praying for James Ennis to come back so he can be your first guy off the bench, and you're looking to Mike Scott to carry a heavy load off the bench, and Boban is your third best guy in the first game, that's really rough.
You have not in any way answered my question.
He said it required nuance, Ange.
So I will do it again. Never mind. I don't do nuance on this show, Gonzo. You know that very well.
I'm going to help you out here, Ange.
Yeah.
Does he have anything to do with how they play defensively?
Does Brett have anything to do with how they play defensively? Sure, absolutely. Brett, I mean, like Brett's, I think everybody has a hand in that game one loss, and Brett's not immune to that. I mean, yeah, absolutely. Like he said before the game, somebody asked him, hey, is Jimmy going to be your primary backup point guard after Ben? And he said, well, part of this, I flip it on its head and I go, we have this guard problem defending guards. And, you know, TJ is one of our better pick and roll defenders in my mind. And I thought, oh no, like that's part of that is the roster thing we just talked about. But also part of it might be that, you know, maybe Brett has confidence in certain guys that possibly he shouldn't.
All right, Gonzo, two-part question. Ben Simmons, is he a good fit for the Sixers lineup, and is he a good fit for the city of Philadelphia?
Shoulder shrug on both of those. I don't know. I'll say for the playoffs in terms of fit and play and how he's been on the court, the last season and this season, so far, no. I mean, when they sag that far off of him, Ange, and they dare him to shoot, and he obviously isn't going to, I mean – we saw a guy in Giannis Antetokounmpo in that first game where the Bucks absolutely throttled the Pistons. Giannis can't shoot either, but every now and again he'll pop a three just to keep you honest. And obviously Ben isn't Giannis, but there are some similarities in game type in that both want to get downhill, both are good passers, both are big bodies and can rebound. And Ben Simmons was non-existent. And then to the point about the booing thing, he, after the game, might have been a little emotional, said some things he didn't say. I thought he cleaned it up okay yesterday at practice where he was sort of busting Philly's chops for talking trash and giving him heat. I thought that was okay, but it also felt like a little forced. I don't know. I don't know what he is.
I am now going to ask the first positive question of this entire show, and we are in hour four. Are you ready? Gonzo, what'd you think of Butler Saturday?
He was incredible. He was incredible all the way around. This is why I can't – I don't know. After 82 regular season games and one super unspectacular playoff game, I don't know what to make of the Sixers. Mm. I still don't know what to make of Jimmy Butler. When they first got him, he was, you know, the closer that they looked like they needed, and then he stopped shooting threes for a while and, like, kind of went passive and the roles changed. But in that game – where they needed somebody to step up and Joel was obviously not himself and the other three starters were invisible, Jimmy Butler was really good. And all of a sudden I started imagining them keeping him because for a while now I thought, just let him walk.
All right. What did you think of the cell phone situation on the bench, John?
I'm confused by it. I think a lot of people are confused by it. I like Amir. I think he's a nice dude. He made a mistake. I think he knows he made a mistake. I don't know about the reasoning behind it. I don't think any of us really know what the truth is there. But if he says that something was going on with his family, then, you know, we all make mistakes and that's it. Then everybody moves on.
Keith Jones, whom I know you respect because you work with the NBC Sports Philadelphia, feels that when a player does that, it is a reflection of the lack of discipline on a team that he would make that decision to bring his cell phone. Does this reflect poorly on Brett Brown?
It reflects poorly on all of them. That was a really bad look. Like, if something's going on with your family, I think that there's a level of sympathy that we can all have there. However, he was inactive before the game. The Sixers were getting their heads beat in at home against the Nets where they're trying to get back into it. And, like, to be distracted to that point, I mean, look, players get up and go to the back all the time to use the bathroom or whatever's going on. They're getting checked out. I mean, if it's that important, get up, go to the back, you know, come back when you're ready. You're not playing anyway.
John Gonzalez, who I must say knows much more about basketball than any of us. John Gonzalez, Joe, hit it. Will the Sixers win this series against the Brooklyn Nets?
Oh, no.
No? Did you just say no?
No, I said, oh, no, I'm thinking. I'm going to stay with my prediction and say that they will win this series.
You don't have a lot of conviction behind it.
No, you don't sound confident, Gonzo.
No, not at all. Honestly, if they lost the series now after the way that they've looked with the way that they match up poorly against those guards would not surprise me. And then, you know, bat down the hatches, all hell breaks loose in Philly.
Hey, Gonzo, I got to ask one other thing outside of the basketball, because Gonzo could do it all. I don't have to tell you that. Mm-hmm. Gonzo, were you rooting for Tiger Woods yesterday?
I was watching Tiger Woods yesterday at the Sixers practice facility. Here's why I was rooting for him. The Sixers didn't come out and talk to us until after he was done, and I really wanted him to speed it up.
Oh, okay. You wanted it to be over. All right, but I'm wondering, you are rooting for him because he's a great athlete. Are you in favor of having 19 paramours?
Oh, jeez.
I only have one paramour. He can have as many as he wants.
All right. I know the paramour you have, and that's a good decision there, Gonzo. Say hi to Colleen Wolf for us. We love her. We love you. Thank you, Gonzo.
Great to talk to you guys.
John Gonzalez out.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.